Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We welcome everybody back to Astro Mind 2012. Let's give a warm welcome to Adrian. Are you there?
Yes, we're here tonight. And what's on the topic tonight, Roy?
Well, I think a good topic would be talking about things, you know, out of the ordinary, like magic or even ETs. And what's your feelings about that, Adrian?
Well, it's interesting how magic plays a big role in our lives, whether it be real magic or stage magic. And stage magic would be more like magicians that you would see on stage. And real magic would be magic that you would see almost like what Merlin does. And it would be something that's more real to help people in their lives, such as lighting a candle or doing a chant or a binding or a banishing or whatever. Real magic can help you in your life, but fake magic, we know, is just an illusion. It's just, you know, a trick that somebody could pull. And we know that the supernatural is also part of magic, and it's a mystery in itself to discover, you know, what is magic real? That's the real question that a lot of people have. And what's your thought on that, Roy?
You know, that's interesting. A lot of it is, you know, like you say, you know, what is real? You know, for some people, you know, they think it's just something made up. You know, so there's a trick to it or illusion or something. But, you know, real magic is something that, like you say, you know, it can affect your life. It could, you know, make things better. It can help heal you or whatever. And there's the difference right there, you know, that a lot of it has to depend on what do we believe, you know, is real. You know,
right.
We've heard the saying now, you know, real or imagined, but it's real to that person. What's your feelings on that,
right,
Adrian?
Well, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of people are still skeptical on the idea of what is real. And a lot of people have a very mysterious mind, and if they didn't, they wouldn't be going to the movies, because a lot of people are curious of what's really going on out there in the world. And we know that there are different dimensions and parallel dimensions, and that we're not just restricted here. Even though that's what society wants us to believe, that we are restricted here. And we're breaking that programming. So once we break the programming, then a lot of people in today's society can't have so much control over people's minds, their free will, their choices to choose what is real and what isn't real when we start believing what is real. So what's your thought on that, Roy?
You know, that's interesting. I mean, if you look back, you know, 10, 20 years or whatever, you know, how our technologies have advanced. First of all, it started out with a thought, and then they were able to make a blueprint of it. and make it into something real. And, you know, that's what people don't realize, that, you know, we have those abilities to co-create things, even though they were at first a thought. It's part of that manifestation, you know, manifesting whatever, you know, those desires are. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, that does make a lot of sense. You know, and it's interesting how it affects people, you know. But we don't know.
Yeah.
What,
Yeah, hello. Nathan.
Where's that noise coming from? Can you hear it? Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We're getting some interference there.
Yeah. Start talking about energy and stuff.
Yeah, did you hear that? That was weird.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You're where I'm at, though.
Yeah. I don't know where that came from, but okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have any browsers open or nothing. That's really weird.
Yeah.
Sounded like somebody was talking. Well, it looks like we got some callers on tonight. We got a caller from the 229 area. You're on the phone with Roy and Adrian about whatever you want to talk about. Let's go ahead and bring you on.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Ron. Hi, this is Melvin.
And where are you from?
Georgia.
We welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you tonight?
Yes, sir. I was calling in reference to the job that I work at. At the hospital at night, and they're going to close down the hospital on December the 31st. And I just want to know, like, what can you guys tell me about me being employed in that time frame?
What kind of work are you doing in the hospital right now?
I'm a HST technician. I've worked with the nurses, RN and LPN nurses, assistant, and I work with the doctors doing admissions for clients, mentally ill clients and substance abuse clients and they have a lot of issues, and they come to the hospital. And this hospital been open ever since 1960, and they decided about two weeks ago, we had a big meeting, and the guy came down and said they're going to close it. And it's like about 900 to 700 employees going to be out of work December 31st, unless something drastic change.
Yeah. And what, are they relocating or what?
No, sir. The guy, Mr. Barry, he was like, he said that they was going to open up community homes and put the clients out in community homes, and we have to apply in a community for a job. And there's a lot of people don't want to do that. It's been all on the news and in the newspaper down here. It's a really big facilities, and that's where I work at.
Is this part of that Obamacare?
No, sir, not that I know of. This was in the process that was going on for the last couple of years. We've been hearing rumors about we're going to close.
Oh, okay. Nathan, what are you looking at on the charts for his future, and will he find employment?
So you feel like your business is gonna shut down?
Yes, the hospital. That's what they said. That they given us until December the 31st. And of this year, and they're gonna close the doors.
So it does have something to do with the Obamacare.
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not sure. I don't know.
Maybe that's the person you should look at, Agent.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna look at. Because
he told us that. It was too expensive to run the hospital to keep it open because we have, like, it costs the state of Georgia $35 million a year to keep it open.
Okay, so the chart is saying it does have something to do with the Obamacare.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of process is the Obamacare? What is that like? What is that he passed?
Well, what it is they're trying to restructure the whole medical system.
Okay.
And there is a lot of doctors that claim that they'll end up quitting. Because they don't want to go to the Obamacare.
Right.
And I'm sure it's going to affect a lot of the hospitals.
They're going towards the generic.
Yeah.
Generic?
A lot of doctors are not going to, they're not going to work generic.
Yeah. In other words, they're cutting a lot of costs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So where would I be? I mean, what? Close my employment. Will I have a job in the community, or what will happen with me for my income?
Is there other hospitals other than the one you plan on closing?
There are other hospitals in the field that I work in, mm-hmm. but
they close by you, or are they?
It's one of them here in town, but they were saying, like, they're not going to pay us the amount that we work at the hospital now. We may get minimum wage.
Your wages then.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, it's not. It's stressful.
And how many years? How many years do you have in with this hospital?
I've been there for 6 years.
6 years. Okay, Adrian, what can you see coming for him in the future?
Well, I could tell you what you need to focus on so that it can manifest. It sounds like the universe is pushing you in a different direction. So we need to find out how can I change my life in this situation. That's what, how to change my life chart. Okay, so let's see what you need to do first. First, it's saying to focus on what you want. And it's saying focus on goodness for other people in the healing and the healing contract. So basically, they want you to stay in the same field, but they want you to do it somewhere else.
Okay.
So you need to start applying other places. Other hospitals, or even if you have to move out of state.
Wow.
But they want you to continue your work. But eventually, me and Roy knows that this is going to happen everywhere. This is, Obama's going to do this everywhere, eventually.
Yeah.
So if it's already happening, it's going to spread like a virus. And it's going to affect a lot of families.
Well, figure, your hospital employs, 900 people?
Yes, sir. That's what the doctor
You times that times, the number of people that's in their families, that affects a lot of people. It could be up in the thousands. Yeah.
It is.
And a lot of people are prison because they can't afford his insurance.
Right.
He's going to make it so that people can't afford it, and then he's going to send a lot of people to prison.
So now
they'll be paying some big fines.
Yep.
That's part of the plan also.
Jesus.
There's a lot of politicians, a lot of Republicans that are trying to stop it. But I don't know. Things just aren't moving that quickly.
They're trying to get him out.
Yeah.
Get who out?
Now they want
Obama.
They want to get him out, yeah. They want to impeach him.
Is that going to take place?
No, with that?
Yeah, are they going to impeach him?
He's upset a lot of politicians and Republicans, especially with this Obamacare, and also with trying to take people's arms, take their guns away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think maybe he's gonna serve his time?
Well, this is sort of tricky because how did he get in there for a second term?
Not sure.
No.
Yeah.
Huh?
Main thing is not to focus on, you know, what's going to happen, but preparing ourselves for what's to come. And what my guides are telling me, that's where you need to start focusing and preparing yourself for whatever you have to do in order to survive.
Yeah,
that's right.
What I want
and
to
one
do
of the
is
biggest things is using your creativity.
It's all about survival now.
Yeah.
What I want to do,
how can I protect my ass?
Yeah.
That's what you gotta ask yourself.
Yeah.
That's pretty much. But what I want to do is get back in school.
Yeah.
I think I talked to you guys before about me,
mm-hmm.
you know, back in school, and I want to get back in school, and I want to be able to coach football.
Right.
And that's the direction I want to go to. But I talked to you guys about that, and
but this is just something you found out recently about your job?
Yes, sir. About two weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I mean, do you see it closing, or do you see someone coming in and just, you know, helping us donate money or something to keep the hospital open?
Well, that can happen.
Yeah.
The main thing is, in order for that to happen, you have to start making
a lot of support.
Yeah, getting the support.
Yep.
You know, how do the other employees feel about what's going to happen?
Well, they are static. They are mad. They have doctors and nurses already turned their name resume. I mean,
so what I'm getting is they need to make contact with their commissioners.
We have. We have. And the governors and all that stuff, and they're just saying it's a sad thing for the close and all this and that. But I don't know. One of the guys that worked, doctor, nurse that works there, he's been there about 30 years, an older guy, and he told me, he said, Coach, don't give up, because don't go nowhere. We're not going to close. So he has some kind of inside scoop. Excuse me. He has some kind of inside scoop.
Well, what I'm looking at, if they could put a stop to this Obamacare, then that hospital will stay open.
Yeah, that's the big
one. I want you to check on the charts and see if that's true.
Okay. No, not this time around.
Not this time around, huh? So this goes a little bit higher than that.
They need to get him there. That's the only way.
Yeah.
They need to do what?
He's got to be impeached.
Oh, Lord. Well,
yeah.
Is that going to happen? Are they going to impeach him before it's time over? Time?
We hope.
What's the percentage on that, Agent?
For the next time around?
Well, for his term now.
Oh, you mean impeached?
Yeah.
It's looking good because he's pissing off a lot of people, so it's at 60% right now.
So the direction that it's headed is a very good possibility.
Okay. Well,
and once that happens, then it'll put the brakes on on what, you know, their plans of the hospital.
That's a risky. You're dealing with all kinds of forces when you're dealing with that.
Yeah.
We already know that.
But what I'm getting is you need to, if you really want to keep your job, then you have to start meditating and praying to your angels, you know, and really focusing, you know, on getting some help from outside sources.
Need a lot of support.
You need a lot of support. Because it's not only going to affect you, but it's going to affect your whole community then.
Oh, yeah, it will.
You're not really talking about it.
See, the whole thing is they have to start talking about it.
Like I said, it'll spread. It's going to spread just like a virus.
Yeah.
How do you stop a virus? Well, you got to go in and you got to fix the problem. And by fixing the problem, then that's the horse.
Yeah, well, you can't put a band-aid on it.
But they was talking about there was a lot of complaints and a lot of lawsuits that the hospital had on them. This particular hospital that I work at, and some people got together and sued this hospital. And the word was out that they agreed to close it in this settlement, to close this hospital. So I don't know if it had too much to do with Obamacare, because when I first started there in 2008, about my second or third year, they was talking about closing it because a lot of lawsuits and a lot of complaints came from different individuals and different parents and stuff got together to close down this hospital because we was number one in the state of Georgia. And when he told us that we was going to close, he said we are very good employees, and he take highly responsibility for that. So I don't know.
This is going to be interesting. 2008 was when the United States had gone into bankruptcy.
Right.
This is when the Federal Reserve had bailed out a lot of these banks that were going bankrupt.
Yeah.
And you don't know who the real investors are in that hospital.
No, I don't.
And what they're trying to do is they're trying to cut costs. And, first of all, they're going to make it look like the hospital is not worth keeping open because it has a bad reputation.
Right.
Yeah, that's
what's going on.
See, they're not gonna tell you the whole story.
So they are being sued. That's why they're closing. They did agree to that, to close it in the settlement.
Well, that's the first, that would be the first step.
Man. Well, do you see me working somewhere else after December the 31st?
This is going to be interesting. This is what me and Adrian were talking about earlier.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are working jobs. Yes, they're working jobs that they have to have the money to, pay bills and everything. But do they truly love what they're doing? And what I'm getting from you is, you know, while you're going to school and you want to start coaching again, that's where you really need to be more than in the medical field.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
because I'm trying to get in school by August of this year. The semester started the 17th of August, and I'm trying to find a grant and trying to get some money to pay the college off, because I owe them like $1,600, and if I can register. Do you all see that happening for me? Getting back, paying the college off where I can register, getting money.
Adrian, what's that chart showing on that?
You mean the percentage?
Yeah.
That's 60%.
Yeah. That's a yes. That you will be able to pay them back.
Okay. Well, do you all see any money coming to me in the next month or so? Unexpected funds.
Now, were you in this hospital where you work, and was there any kind of funds that were being put aside for like retirement or insurance or something that they would owe you?
Yes, we have.
Because I'm getting that, you know, since they do plan on, you know, that's part of the plan of them shutting that hospital down, that they would owe you this money.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not going to give us, the employees, that money until December, right?
No. Well, a lot of it, I mean, they could be paying sooner than that. Did you have, like, any kind of IRAs that you were putting into?
Retirement plan, yes, I have a retirement plan. The hospital automatically take out retirement.
Because you can draw out your IRA. If you, you know, meet the requirements.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if they're closing, it shouldn't be a problem getting it out.
No. But, I mean, you could draw it out sooner than that.
Right. I need to check into that.
That could be the money that could help pay off the schooling.
Right.
So that would be something to look into?
Yes, sir. I'm going to check it out. Because I know we get a...
Because the reason I'm asking you this is because after I retired from my job, I had some money in the IRA account, and I drew it out. I got penalized for some of that, but I needed the money, so I went ahead and took it anyway.
Okay.
And this was, right before I retired.
Hmm. Well, hopefully they can, we get all our sick leave and personal leave and all that and holidays. We still get all of that, and I haven't.
Are they going to give you any kind of severance pay?
What kind of pay?
It's called severance pay.
I'm not sure. Oh, like a contribution check?
Well, what it is, especially if they know that you're going to be losing your job, there's what they call a severance pay that they pay to their employees. It's like a compensation check.
We probably will get it because when I got promoted from one position to a higher position, because I was hourly, and then they gave me a contribution check from that time I was hourly into a full-time job. So, if we've been separated, we should be able to get a contribution check.
Right.
But I wonder, can we draw that out now?
That would be something to look into. Since they've already set a date, you know, for
right.
you.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can go back and work in the community to do, you know, with the same clients.
Yeah.
Until I graduate, and hopefully the football coaching job may come back. Do you see this coach contacting me before August of this year to come back and coach?
Adrian, what are you getting on the percentage on the charts?
It looks 50%.
So that's a yes, that you should be hearing something by August.
Okay. They're going to pay me? I mean, I'm going to get a nice paycheck. Is it you're going to coach this season?
What is it showing, agent?
50.
So that's a yes?
Okay. Okay. Well.
I just want to share with you, not to focus on what might happen, but to focus on, you know, what your goals are. You know, what do you want to accomplish, you know, with your, you know, schooling, you know, with your training, you know, with your different abilities that you have.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you know, you've heard the saying, some doors close, but other doors open.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Because basically,
you know, people, you know, when they lose their jobs, they think, oh, the world's, you know, everything's bad for me now. You know, there's no, there's no hope. Oh. Sometimes things happen for a reason, and the reason is to give you the time to find out what kind of job you really do want.
Well, I already know what I really do want, and that is I definitely want to be able to coach football with high school football and maybe college, and I want to graduate from college, and I want to become a teacher. I want to teach about teaching. Maybe 10 years or so.
Yeah.
I'm up in age, so I just want to teach for about 10 years or so. And that's what I want to do for the next 10 years, or maybe 15
Wonderful.
Years. Yeah. Just teach, coach, and you know, graduate, teach, and coach. And meet a real good, nice woman. Yeah. Someone.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. And, you know, I done did it all. I'm single. I'm bored. And I'm looking for somebody to come into my life. Could you tell me anything about that?
Is he going to meet his soulmate or his twin flame coming up, Ethan?
Either this woman, Clooney, if she's coming back.
Yeah, I feel like they are. I just feel like some people some people just like to play games, and they're not, you know, like some people are not committed, and but I feel like there's somebody that's, I feel like they're coming in and they're going to be more committed to you, kind of what my guides are telling me.
Okay. Is there a time frame on it?
I kind of feel like two people are kind of playing games with you too at the, like I was sensing they're playing games with you too at the hospital, and you need to stick, you know, stand up for yourself and let people know that that's what you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that saying goes, you know, no retreat, no surrender. I feel like some people will push you down, but you know, I feel like the angels will help you. They'll get past whatever blockages, you know, they throw at you.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's some blockages that you're going through right now, you know?
Yeah,
it
is.
Picking up. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, you feel like giving up, but I feel like it's, like I say, it's no retreat, no surrender. It's like, how strong are you and you know, standing up for yourself, saying, you know, I'm going to try to get support. People are going to help me and keep my job. You know, I want to just tell them you want to stay where you're at. You know what I mean? And you just got to stand up for yourself, you know. And I feel like Obama, he'll get his justice. But in the meantime, you got to do what you like. And like Roy says, you just got to keep on riding your bike, even if you fall off, you know. You got to keep going up. And I feel like you'll get, you know, with your football thing, I feel like you'll do that too, because that's a desire that you have, and you keep focusing on it, you'll manifest it. Like, for me, I didn't think I'd ever get on Social Security. Like, my dad kept telling me, you know, you're going to get on Social Security, and within a month, three, four months, I got a letter in the mail saying, you know, you're on Social Security, and I felt like a blessing. I felt like a blessing. I was celebrating, you know what I mean?
Right, yes.
But some people, they'll tell you, you know, that you can't accomplish something. Like I was talking to a friend. He said, I don't see you and your dad accomplishing anything in Las Vegas. And I told him, I said, the economy. He said, no, it's just, he said, you got to know what you're doing in business. But I feel like anything's possible. It doesn't mean, just because somebody's rich doesn't mean, you know, that they're on top. They can be on the bottom. You can be on top one day and be on the bottom. We've seen that happen, haven't we, Roy? Like, we've seen people bottom, you know. I don't believe in that, you know. He's just discouraging me, and I didn't really say anything because some people argue with you, but it's just that, it's that ego, you know what I mean, dude? It's that ego that some people have, and you might say that they're better, you know, or we're going to shut down your hospital, you know, that's kind of lame, you know what I mean? You're not going to...
Yeah,
I just feel like they're not going to, you know, that's not going to happen. I feel like the angels are stronger than that, you know what I mean? God's stronger than that.
I truly believe something is going to happen where they I just keep that in my head. And believe it or not, I go around the hospital at work telling everybody, we are not going to close. We are not going to close. Just trust it. It's not, we are not going to close. We're not going to close. Something's going to happen between June and July.
I just feel like trying to intimidate you. That's all I'm trying to say, you know. They're just intimidating you.
Yeah.
Well, they want to put people into a lot of fear.
They definitely have. Because it's a lot of, you know, nurses, you know, some nurses, female nurses, they real sensitive and they cry. You know, and they're mad, and they're angry. You know,
I can't blame them, you know. I really can't.
Yeah. Some is like 2-3 years away from, you know, retiring, you know.
Yeah.
That'll mess up their pension and all of that. But, you know, even though I'm not, you know, I mean, I only been there 6 years, but it's just me right there. I mean, I can't even, you know, try to take care of my own, help my son out. The one is in prison. He needs my help.
What's sad about that is people that want a pension or people that are going to retire, you know, Obama's going to take away, eventually he'll take away Social Security, but that's going to suck for a lot of people that are not going to see a retirement, you know what I mean? It's going to be, you know.
But that's what he's doing. He's going to take away Social Security?
Eventually he wants to take it away, you know, and come out with a new system, and that's why all this shit's happening, you know.
So how are these people going to survive? What kind of income they'll be getting?
Well, they want to go to a new world order.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's man, I tell you, it's rough trying to.
But okay, now let me tell you something. Now, one thing you do have to remember, and I'm sure, you know, you look back in your past, but we don't work alone. We have our guides, we have our angels, we have, you know, Jesus Christ, we have all our ascended masters working with us. And even though, you know, evil wants to prevail and take over and put fear and control in people's lives, we have to remember that, you know, that that God has a better plan for all of us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
And, you know, you can't fall into that. You know, you can't buy into that energy.
Yeah, I'm not. I have to stay positive. But I do want to say that I did go online and I looked up the candles that you told me about.
Right.
The reversal candle and the green and the black and all, you know, pink.
Right.
And I found them and I got to order those candles. But yeah. I did not find the rainbow. Well, I seen a candle. It was like in a tall jar, like, and it had all rainbow colors. Was that the one you was talking about? Because it didn't say rainbow.
Hey, Adrian.
You saw the rainbow.
Yeah, I seen the one. It was in a tall, like, candle jar.
Yeah, that would be the rainbow one that you need.
Oh, that is the one?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is supposed to open up, take away all the negativity and blocks in my way?
Yeah, it's called a road opener.
Candle. Oh, okay, yes, But
it will open up the road for you.
Yeah, okay. Well, I did find a box.
If you were subconscious, you go down a road and there's a lot of people blocking your path. You know, like that's kind of what's happening. But if you open up that pathway, you tell people to get out of the way or clear the path, and then you'll feel like you're more free. You know, you feel like you can walk through the crowd without people casting stones at you. Jesus, you know, they cast stones at him and spit on him, and that's kind of what people are doing right now. If you think about it, you're a healer, so you're just trying to heal people, and you have a good heart, good intent. You're not just all about the money and the medical, but you want to heal people. You know, that's your duty. But then you have all these idiots around you that, you know, like I said, they try to push you back.
Right. Definitely on my job. It's a lot of negative people on my job that I work with. Actually, I like working with the clients better than the employees. Some of them are. I say about 60% of the employees, they just gossip and talk about each other and try to just pull me. They after all the meat and bread, you know, instead of giving, they take away. And I'm not used to that type of environment. It's my first time. I done been all over the world. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I done been all over the world. And I've never been around a bunch of negative people like this in my life, in the last 6 years of my life, as I was working there. And it's straining on my body. I have to clean my aura and clean myself and put a shield of protection around me before I go to work, you know, and to just be protected, you know. And I
just want to share something with you. I did the same thing for 37 years.
Wow, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Main thing is you have to focus on where you want to go, what you want to get accomplished, you know, whether it be, you know, a new career, a new job, you know, more income, you know, meeting, you know, the right, you know, person in your life for a good relationship, you know, focusing on, you know, whether that be your soulmate or your twin flame.
Right. What's the difference between the twin flame? That just, I mean, somebody you can make out with or something?
Are you trying to explain that to him?
Well, a soulmate is just lessons that we go through, karmic lessons.
Right.
And a twin flame is somebody who's more eternal.
Okay. Well, then. Okay, yeah. Do you see Sterling? Is either one of those?
Yeah.
Which one is Sterling?
Are you asking what one of Sterling?
No, which one, like, is Sterling to me Sterling? Is she a twin flame or...
Soulmate,
I'm sorry, yes.
I feel like she's a twin flame.
So she's somebody that I can hang out with and be intimate with?
Well, she would be more somebody who you would be in, you know, eternal at.
Oh, could be. Basically,
this could be not only this lifetime, but, you know, all the way, you know, in the spirit. And you and her would be, you know, it would be like eternal relationship that never ends.
Right. So you see us in a relationship?
Is that what you want?
I do, if that's what, you know, she wants. If she wants, does she want? I'm waiting on her.
Main thing is, why wait?
I haven't really stepped to her to talk to her the way I feel because of the job, and I don't want to...
Well, now that you know that she's your twin flame, don't hesitate.
I'm just kind of fearful. I wouldn't say fearful, but I'm kind of, what's the word? I'm kind of careful about approaching her on the job and telling her how I feel or I hope one day I meet her off the job and really tell her how I feel about her. And once I do that, how will she respond to that? Will she take my hand or will she walk away?
What do you believe will happen?
I believe that she would probably be shocked about it, and I think she would probably give it a chance. She might give it a chance.
Nathan, what's the percentage?
That's 60.
So that's a good,
Whoa. Yeah,
that's a go. So she will give you a chance.
Is that what she's waiting on for me to do? Does she
have
a clue? Is it? Does she have a clue that
you got to remember that by Adrian identifying that that's your twin flame. She already knows what you're thinking.
What?
Yeah.
So both of us walking around in circles, don't want to make no verbal contact.
Right.
So I got to step to her.
Yeah.
It's always like that with twin flames.
Yeah.
Man, I really do like her. I think she's...
Yeah.
I think she's a good woman. I think she's just been brought up in a nasty environment with her stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she needs love. And I think that I could provide the love for her. She's very smart and intelligent, even though she's younger than I. But who cares about that? You know, Jesus didn't care about it when he told Abraham.
Do you know what age means?
A number?
Yeah, all it is a number that you've just been here longer than she has.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, sir.
That's all it means.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, but eternally,
how do you know her soul isn't older than yours? It's from
true.
Other lifetimes.
Yep, that's true. I may have a younger soul.
Yeah.
She may have the older one, yeah.
Why are you attracted to younger women?
I have no idea.
You have a younger soul.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to ask you all that about me. And why younger women, I could be standing in Walmart or doing something, and it's like younger women just look at me, and they'll smile and all that, and hey, and how
mm-hmm.
you doing? But I'm an older guy. I don't look old. I don't look like my age. I'm 52, but I look
mm-hmm.
like I'm probably 39, maybe 40.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm a big guy, and
but
I need to lose some weight. But those, you know, younger women's attracted. Why is that?
Because, like I said, you have a younger soul.
Okay.
So that's why.
Okay. I just want to ask you one last question. I know you got other callers, and I just want to know about my son.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this before, and he was actually on Facebook, and I sent him a text message, and he sent me one back. But in the text message that he sent me, it was about, you know, Daddy, you know, send me some money, you know, on a green dot card. And so I told him I will. But my thing is that my son, I believe that he he's not using his money wisely while he's in prison? Is it anything that he's not, what is he doing? Is he really trying to, you know, get into the program? Well, I emailed him back and told him to get his GED, get into programs that will help him get out sooner. Do you think he's throwing his money away, that we are sending him?
I'm getting that he's spending it on drugs.
Jesus Christ. On pills or what kind of drugs?
Any kind of drugs that he get.
Don't they have urine and tests and
You'd be surprised what they could get away with.
My Lord.
So, Agent, what's your percentage on that? Agent?
Thank you, Lawson.
I must have lost him. But anyway, Adrian, are you there?
But he's doing drugs. Hello? Hello? Here? Hello? Hello?